Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is a duplicate tape of Mr. Kim Fan Tom's interview from an original 90 minutes to a 60 minute tape. Tape 4.
Say you identify yourself mostly as Chinese rather than American, even after 40 years of living here.
We all consider us as a Chinese American.
Oh, and the family association comprised of Tom, Hui Jie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, how many percent of your friends would you say are Americans?
The members?
No, how many percent of your friends, just your social friends?
My social friend? Well, right now, we are all American citizens now.
I meant Caucasians or Mexicans or blacks.
The percentage is very small.
5%? 1%?
Well, I would say about 10%.
10%.
About 10%.
I see.
You see, my son's time is different. My son's friend is 90% American, white, see? You see, the time has changed, all changed.
Would you say that's typical of second generation?
Well, also his profession as an attorney, and he meet all these people and executive of all different business firm and all that, you know.
Do you think you've become more aggressive because of your business background than you were before when you started?
In what way?
Well, some people are more reserved, more shy, you know, especially the scholars, and then they become more...
Not me, I tell you,
I
make more speech than anybody else. I'm in Chinese in Los Angeles.
Ah.
All these, I even did, Sunday I have to make speech, Monday I have to make speech.
So you're considered a community leader now, huh?
Yes.
But you were always like this. You seem to be making speeches since long time ago.
Yes,
since your
a long time
day.
Ago, yeah.
Your personality hasn't changed because of your business.
I didn't know I can speak until I was in Chapman College. And there's a class in public speaking.
Uh-huh.
And the professor said, Mr. Tom, you're a born speaker, public speaker. I said, yes. So you make me join all this speech tournament.
Uh-huh. Your English was good enough to compete with...
I represent the Asian students.
Yeah, you told me about that one.
Yeah.
Did you first have to write a speech and then have somebody else go over and mark the grammatical errors?
Nobody go over it. I write the speech, I wrote the speech, generally,
And then just...
Of course, I always feel that I speak better Chinese than English.
But it didn't get in the way of you speaking in front of an English audience, English-speaking audience.
You see, the funny thing is, when I make a speech, I speak better than in conversation. I don't know why.
More fluently, huh?
Maybe because I prepare.
Uh-huh.
And also, I know how to deliver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So besides this, Ji Dao Sam Dao Gong So and
what? This is daily, it happened to send to
Bo
me.
On, Bo it, On Tong.
I donate to all these 28.
You donate to every single
all the 28 organization and under the Chinese Beneficence Association.
Oh, and they do the same?
They do the same to my...
Because you're one of the heads of the...
Yes.
You're the president, isn't it? Of the which...
Yeah, it's the investment company. I'm the chairman of the board. But...
Zulin, but you're also the president of Zulin company.
You see, I'm not the chairman.
Zhongzhe, what does that mean?
That means my territory is from Los Angeles to Florida.
Zulin Associates has branches in Florida?
Yes, in different cities. We have chapters. Like this Los Angeles chapter.
And you are the overall chairman, sort of.
In our organization, we have several zhongjiao. One is take care of Beisai, that means west of the United States.
Yeah.
And then Beidong, east of the United States.
Yeah, east.
And Beinam, that's me.
Oh.
See, in the southern part from Los Angeles, San Diego. And then Tucson, all the way to Florida, see?
Oh.
And then we have the central, the Chicago. So we have four.
But wouldn't you also be concerned the west also? California is the west, isn't
it? But they divide the west, have so many big cities, like San Francisco, Sacramento. They have already enough.
So
Los Angeles is considered is southern part. Well, some organization even bigger than us. Ours is not as big as some of the big family, you know.
Would you say that the second generation Chinese are as active as the first generation in these family associations?
No, hardly.
Do you foresee that the family association as a social entity will die out?
To my surprise, they are not only not dying out, they are getting more active.
Why?
Now, like in springtime, in the old days, they still practice their old Chinese way, you know, the spring banquet.
Mm.
You know, every week from February to May, every weekend I have to attend this spring banquet, sometimes twice a day, 5 o'clock here and 6 o'clock the other place.
What is this banquet for?
Every organization have this for their own, the members of their own association. Then they also invite the leaders of the community to join them.
It's just a tradition.
It's a tradition, see. In one of these banquet is a social functioning, like you meet your new friends as well as you see your old acquaintance.
Then why is it becoming more active if the second generation are not participating?
But things like this kind.
Oh, the banquets.
The banquets, they like to go in and...
But not the day-to-day activities.
Day-to-day activity generally, because they conduct meeting in Chinese. That's one thing that the American-born seldom participate.
What do they do these days, the day-to-day stuff?
Well, day-to-day stuff, not too much, except they generally help their own members.
With whatever
like the
problems.
Like the younger generation, they want to go into business. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they need money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's a good member,
mm-hmm.
and our older generation don't mind, everybody just help him out a little bit.
You mean if the...
Now, if you want to start a business, mm-hmm. you need $50,000, for instance. Uh-huh. And the older generation don't mind to... I'll put in, say, 3,000, 1,000, 5,000 into your business. But when he make a go of it, he may pay them back or just remain, they are part of the stockholders of the business, you know.
I see. What about disputes? How are disputes settled?
Nowadays, very little disputes, unlike before.
How was it before?
Yeah. Before, like the, sometimes one association have trouble with another just because of their members.
Now, what do they fight about? Finances?
Nowadays, the people that are running the association understand better. If so-and-so is having trouble with a member of the other organization, then the leaders will talk about it. Mm-hmm. Instead of the leader back your own member and the other leader back the other member, then they begin to have trouble. But nowadays, no, we don't do that anymore.
Have you ever witnessed anything called town wars?
I never witnessed one. But since my time, there's no town war.
Since
1933? I haven't seen one since 1933.
Mm-hmm.
You see, before, because if just the argument, there won't be any war. It's only the cause of it is due to some kind of interest. See, nowadays they don't engage in this kind of thing anymore.
What kind of interest?
Well, like before,
gambling?
You see gambling and all kind. You know.
And fights over territory.
Yeah, but now, every organization have their own legal advisor, lawyers. See, they do things according to the law. They don't do it. Use law in your own hand.
Mm-hmm. Do the family associations still get involved in gambling now?
No more those so-called
gambling.
They only play mahjong among their own members. Listen, no gambling.
You would say there are no gambling.
Recreation. It's more recreation, you know.
No, the old times there used to be gambling joints in Chinatown.
Oh, yeah, but no more. Like those lottery things and
no more.
No more.